This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Citizens Council Forum. We're happy to have with us today two congressmen from the southern states. First, Congressman John L. McMillan from Florence, South Carolina, now serving his 11th term in Congress. Mr. McMillan is chairman of the District of Columbia Committee and member of the Agriculture Committee and of the Joint Committee to Investigate the Problems of District of Columbia Expansion. Mr. McMillan, that sort of makes you the mayor of Washington, in a manner of speaking, does it not, being chairman of the D.C. committee?
Well, I guess that's just about as near as anything else that you could call it. Because as chairman, we make the laws for the District of Columbia.
We're very happy to have you with us today, sir. Then Congressman Arthur Winstead of Philadelphia, Mississippi, now serving his 9th term in Congress, a member of the Armed Services Committee. And Congressman Winstead, we're very happy to have you back with us today.
Thank you, Dick. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'd like to start the questioning with Mr. McMillan. Since you are chairman of the District of Columbia Committee, you quite naturally would be conversant with the problems of the district, and I think one problem that has been getting a lot of attention down south, at least of late, is the problem concerned with the integrated schools here in Washington.
Well, that is one of the toughest problems facing the people of the District of Columbia and the nation as a whole at the present time. People who have lived in Washington for quite some time realize the fact that before the schools were integrated, we had just about the highest rated schools in the nation here in Washington, and at the present time, they are near the bottom.
By the way, I'd like to ask you one little question to sort of fit things in here. There's been a very rapid increase in the percentage of colored population in the district itself of late, hasn't there?
Yeah, since I've been on the district committee, the population has just reversed. Just about 12 years ago, we had 72% white and about 28% colored. Today, it's reversed, about 75% colored and about 25% white.
And is the trend continuing? In other words, will those figures be even wider apart?
Increasing 5 to 10% a year.
So that our nation's capital is really in danger of becoming an all-Negro city unless something is done.
Well, unless conditions improve here in the schools and nation capital, the people discontinue leaving the city for Virginia and Maryland, the schools will soon be almost totally colored schools.
We hear a lot about the reports of delinquency as concern Washington schools and the children who attend those schools. There are reports of violence, of knifings and stabbings and assaults, and of various social crimes as well. Are these exaggerated, or do we really know all of the story?
Well, I don't think the people know half the story, because I have teachers come to my office and tell me, and I have them come to the full committee and tell us stories that has never been in print up to the present time, and I think the people throughout the nation would be shocked to learn of the type of discipline that some of the schools have in the District of Columbia. I'm not criticizing the teachers, because I understand they're doing the best they can under the present circumstances, but they just cannot enforce discipline in the schools with the mixture they have at the present time.
Well, Mr. Winstead, does it seem to you that from what you've been hearing that too much time as having to be spent in the classrooms with Gus maintaining order and frisking the students for knives, and too little time spent on getting an education?
Yes, indeed, that's true, and that's not the only problem we have under the circumstance. They use so many of our teachers in trying to bring up those so-called retarded students and spend so much of the time, in addition to the discipline, with teachers in overcrowded classrooms. We take so many of those extra teachers to try to bring up the so-called retarded, or that's the way they classify them.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a few other problems, too. I see that you have a report before you now. Would you tell us a little bit about this
document? Well, this is a report that we honestly hate to talk about, but I think sometimes if the American people knew the true story, then we might have less trouble on this problem of integration. And now this report says junior mothers. The second report for Commissioner's Youth Council, 1957 to 58, by John R. Pate, Dr. Pate.
He is a doctor of medicine.
That's right. And Dr. Pate certainly is just giving a factual report to the commissioners on many phases of this, but one in particular where he reports 185 total pregnancies in the public school system, 129 were the junior high school. Now, he has those broken down here, white and colored. Age 12 years, whites none, coloreds 5. 13 years, whites 2, colored 20. 14-year-old girls, white 7, colored 74. 15-year-old, white 7, the colored 70. Now, that's one of the problems in the District of Columbia. And I'd like to point out one thing as we talk about the percentages here. The problem in the District of Columbia is even worse than those percentages indicate. You're taking the Chevy Chase area. There are practically no Negroes out there in that whole area. Mm-hmm. In the school system out there, they claim to have integrated on paper, but honestly, you can't find one unless probably enrolled a janitor's child. That means then the rest of the district is totally wrapped up with the colored students in proportion to the whites. Now, as a matter of time, if this thing continues to expand in the Chevy Chase area, in the northwest area of the District of Columbia, as it has proceeded in these other sections, only a few years hence, I wouldn't be surprised if that percentage doesn't run 90 or above, Johnny. So I think that makes the situation worse than the percentage indicate, because most of the district, the percentage would run far beyond what the percentages show.
Well, and these figures showing a 10-to-1 ratio are certainly shocking enough.
That's right. Now, one other report here that refers to a certain type of pineal disease. And this is a factual report that it shows for the fiscal year 1955 through 58 inclusive. It gives you the number of white male and the non-whites and females for whites and non-whites in percentages. Now we have whites, males 23, non-white males 1,042, females white 35, non-white 2,501. The total was 2,536. Now the total white was 58, and the total non-white 3,543. The total of percentage treated for this particular type of venereal disease, the whites was 1.6%, and the non-whites 98.4%. Now, this is not a prejudice report, but a factual report as to what the situation is.
Well, Mr. McMillan, would you say that this report from Dr. Pate is indicative of the immorality and delinquency problems of the school system here in the district?
Well, it shows that the schools are under the integrated system is just out of control, that the teachers are unable to control the activities of the students, and I understand that some of the teachers report to the superintendent and the principals these facts, some of the things that's going on in the schools, and the principals state that there's nothing they can do about it, and so the teacher is helpless. I think the main trouble is the fact that when the Supreme Court issued their ruling in 1954, the White House issued orders to make a model out of the city schools in Washington, D.C., and they broke integrated them overnight, completely integrated. The schools that didn't have any colored children, they put colored teachers in the schools.
And so instead of turning out to be a model, it's turned out to be a horrible example.
Certainly, in my opinion.
Well,
May I point out one other thought here? I've forgotten now, but someone said that you could have a good school with a child on one end of a log and a good teacher on the other. Now so far as a private school system is concerned, I have learned by experience, I believe in accreditation. I spent 16 years in the school work.
You're going to say you were a teacher yourself.
I tried to teach for 16 years. In this small school where my boy attends, it looks like an old dwelling house, frankly. It's not accredited. But I say to you, frankly, they have a few number of students and they pay the teachers. The equipment is nothing to compare with what you normally see. But what they have learned in that small time that he's been there is not comparable at all in these few months with even a year's time over here at Alice Deal with a big school, modern equipment, facilities, and it's not the teacher's fault due to these problems we've just discussed. Now, if we're to have integration forced upon us, we can find an answer in a private school system if we can find a way to keep every child in a school of one kind or other and in many of the technical fields that's important to this country. We'll find some superior advantages in some type of private school system. But don't misunderstand me. I'm definitely for the public school system if you can maintain it on a segregated basis. Otherwise, we will find, we can find, an answer with the proper effort, in my opinion, more so than some folks think.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. Some of these facts that we have presented today have been unpleasant facts, to be sure, but let's hope they serve as an eye-opener. Our guests on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum have been Congressman John McMillan of Florence, South Carolina, and Arthur Winstead of Philadelphia, Mississippi. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another program in the Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms. The historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts. The right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets. And the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.
Thank you.